In Pittsburgh, we've always forged things. We just forge them differently now. Flavors bold enough to stop you mid-bite. Art bright enough to change the way you see the world. Neighborhoods alive with color, music, and motion. In Pittsburgh, everything we ever forged was made to spark something more. Come see what sparks you at visitpittsburgh.com.
Whoa, okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of Dash Pass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier entirely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks. No cash access and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. Member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
Hi, I'm Steph, and I work at United Healthcare. When I think about United Healthcare's members, I think of my own family. My niece was diagnosed with an ultra-rare genetic disorder. I know how hard it is for families. At United Healthcare, we can make it easier.
I'm Brian. I care because I know what it's like to not speak the language. It's not easy. Health insurance is complicated. I would say our job is to make everything easy for our UHC members. I work for United Healthcare. I'm committed to care.
Mets kicking the Giants' rear end on the West Coast trip. Screw you, Major League Baseball and Phil Cuzzy. And, of course, the Rangers with another dominant performance. We'll get to the baseball and the Yankees' great win today as they continue to win series to start this year. A lot to like from what you've seen with the Yankees so far. We'll get into the Scherzer suspension and all that nonsense in a little bit. And, obviously, the Mets later on when that game goes final. We'll watch the game as well if you want. We'll be on until 2 a.m. But we are starting with the New York Rangers. We want the cup. Another dominant performance by the Rangers, who are ready to make a cup run. I felt that that would be the case going into this postseason. If you do the math, and I know a lot of fans were nervous, a little worried about the Devils. Ooh, scared of the Devils. I thought the Devils were supposed to be a good team. This is the team that finished ahead of the Rangers in the standings? Come on. The Rangers go in there and smoke them. Two games in a row in their own building. 5-1 apiece. When do the Rangers make things easy on themselves or their fans in the postseason? When? Last year, they lose in triple overtime at the Garden in Game 1 against the Penguins. They get down 3-1, a series that they should have won with ease. They take seven games to go, seven games in Carolina. You know, the Tampa Bay game's obviously tough, even though they were up in that series, ended up losing four straight. But the Rangers historically give you fits, give you stress, anxiety. Tense moments in these playoff games. Outside of course, 94 in the first two rounds. Any comparisons anybody want to draw with the Rangers smoking the Devils in the first two games here? Not even, I mean, you didn't have to break a sweat. A rocking chair game, even down one, I'm thinking, so what? Rangers going to win this game? They're lethal on the power play. Devils got to learn something. Don't take penalties. Stay out of the box. And not only that, this is a mismatch. Devils were a good regular season team, very good. And even though I was respectful of them coming into this series, I just was not scared of them. Because the Rangers are not just any other team that's in the playoffs. They are a team that has been built to win a Stanley Cup. And they look, through two games so far, like a team that is on a mission to win the Stanley Cup. I've told you this before, I'll say it again. All the pieces are in place. The head coach, the moves that they made at the deadline, the experience learned from last year, the guys that they brought in, the goaltender, Fox and the defenseman, the top six, the kid line, Goudreau, the penalty kill, special teams, you name it, they've got it. And right now, all things are clicking for the Rangers. And to be able to win two games on the road to start a series is impressive. To be able to do it the way that they did, dominating the Devils, taking that crowd out of it, taking the team out of it. This is how sweeps happen. And they're going to come back home, and Saturday night, Madison Square Garden's going to be on fire. Oh, man, we got the Knicks tomorrow night for Game 3, the Rangers for Game 3 on Saturday, and then again the Knicks Sunday afternoon for Game 4, before the Rangers will probably look to close out the Devils. I mean, I bought tickets for Game 6. I think I'm going to roll that over to the Cup Finals. Let's not get carried away, but the Rangers are on fire. Kaner, you guys said Kaner was shot. Kaner looked like a beast. Showtime, baby. That's a hell of a performance. Look, you could hate the Rangers if, you know, if you're an Islander fan or whatever, obviously a Devil fan you're going through right now. And I get that. I understand that. But the reality is, this is not, and I, look, I'm a Ranger fan, but this is not the fan in me talking. I mean, some of it is. But realistically, it's because I truly do believe and did believe before the postseason started that this is a team that was going to win the Stanley Cup. I just felt it. Drury's done an excellent job building this team back up or making the, you know, the changes necessary to get them to another level. And you just, you saw it last year where, you know, last year was a year early, maybe like it is for the Devils this year. Last year was a year early, but they still were able to go on a round. On a run, winning the, you know, the first two rounds before losing in the conference finals to the Lightning. And this year now, it's a little different. They experienced that last year. They tasted defeat. They have players who know what it takes to win the Stanley Cup and go through the gauntlet that is the Stanley Cup playoffs. And to come out of the gate like this, see, it does two things. In this series, what it does is it destroys whatever shred of confidence the Devils had coming into the series. When you go in there and take those two games in their building in that fashion, the Devils are toast. Whatever hope or confidence they had, it's gone. They could talk a big game and say, you know what, it's not over, and it's not. But deep down, they know, holy crap, we just got steamrolled by the big blue machine that is the New York Rangers. The other thing that it does, and this is long-term in the postseason, is when you have the Rangers who have come together as a team, clearly, who have dealt with adversity throughout the course of this season, when you have them playing at the level that they have played at through these first two games, now, you know, they might have believed in themselves going in. Now they know. Now they know they can go out there and win the Stanley Cup. They're feeling themselves, no question about it. It's not a coincidence that the route was on in game one, followed up in game two, even after getting down a goal. And I know what you're thinking, well, down a goal, oh man, Rangers need to get on the board here, an important goal, you know, prevent the Devils' momentum. The Rangers are just too good. That second period, unbelievable. Chris Kreider right now cannot be stopped. Talk about a man on a mission. Tarasenko doing what he does. Kaner, we mentioned. Kaapo Kakko chipping in. And, of course, Igor. It's all working. Now, it's just two games. But it's two games on the road against a team that finished ahead of them in the standings and a hated rival who got the better of them in the regular season. They didn't just win. They have dominated the New Jersey Devils. The last time we saw a dominant postseason like this from the New York Rangers to start, you guessed it, 1994. This is not an accident. Sometimes teams are built to win it all, and they fall short. Sometimes teams are built to win it all, and they give it a run and do what's expected of them. So far, through two playoff games, this Rangers team that was built to win a Stanley Cup, Not, oh, everything's got to go right and everybody else has to fall apart and they have to be lucky. This team, talent-wise, chemistry, all of it, experience-wise, they were built to win a Stanley Cup. It is no accident that they have smashed the Devils in the first two games of this series. Not only sending a message to the Devils, but also to the rest of the NHL's teams in the postseason. Look out. The Rangers right now, these are statement-type wins. You know what I'm worried about? I'm worried about the Rangers getting rusty after a sweep, waiting around for series for round two to start. Break out the brooms! If you're going to the Garden on Saturday, break out the brooms! Never too early. Monday night for sure, as they sweep the Devils away back across the Hudson and get set for whoever awaits in round two. Whether it be the Islanders, who I'm rooting for, if they could come back, or the Canes again, I welcome the rematch. The Rangers right now are an unstoppable machine. Look, it's early, yes, but you have to love what you're seeing from the New York Rangers through the first two games of the postseason. 877-337-6666. We'll take plenty of your calls on whatever it is that's on your mind, starting with the Rangers, of course, tonight. Knicks back in action tomorrow night, game three at the Garden. Look, this is like peak New York sports right now. Yankees playing well to start the season. Mets are playing well now to start the season and having a terrific West Coast trip. Knicks, Rangers about to start hosting playoff games in round one in series that they each could win. Obviously, the Rangers up 2-0. Knicks 1-1 coming back home. It is going to be lit around here for the next few days with those two teams hosting playoff games the next four nights. Friday, Knicks. Saturday, Rangers. Sunday, Knicks. Monday, Rangers. Beyond that, you know, we'll see how long the Rangers series goes and what happens with the Knicks. You know, throwing the Islanders too, trying to come back. It's wild. What a great time to be a New York sports fan, specifically of the teams that play at the Garden.
In Pittsburgh, we've always forged things. We just forge them differently now. Flavors bold enough to stop you mid-bite. Art bright enough to change the way you see the world. Neighborhoods alive with color, music, and motion. In Pittsburgh, everything we ever forged was made to spark something more. Come see what sparks you at visitpittsburgh.com.
Whoa, okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of Dash Pass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier and timely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks, no cash access, and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
My name is Jessa. One of the things I love the most about working for United Healthcare is that everybody matters. Every moment matters. There's a person behind every problem. I care because it's what I was put on this earth to do.
I'm Ben, and I work at United Healthcare. I am just one piece of a larger puzzle, but every piece matters. It's more than just work. We want to make the healthcare system better for everyone. I care because I want to make a difference. That's what committed to care means to me.
PNC Bank brings you Call of the Wild Money Moves. Shh, listen.
Hey, guys.
That's the sound of a multi-level marketing pitch.
This is life-changing, you guys.
Sounds like she wants you to buy lots of essential oils.
They are so essential.
And then have all your friends buy essential oils.
Are you more of a geranium or a lavender fan?
Don't look her in the eyes.
Wow. Guard against wild money moves with PNC Bank. Brilliantly boring since 1865.
Did you know that you can buy your car completely online on Auto Trader? Really? Just visit autotrader.com, filter and search through dealer listings for the car you want, make, model, color, and all the features that matter to you. Go ahead, get picky. Whether you're into subcompacts with heated cup holders, crossovers with all-wheel drive, pickups with kicking sound systems, or SUVs that can survive whatever chaos your kids unleash, just drop in your info and you'll only see cars in your budget. Really, once you find your one and only, you can do the whole deal online and have the car delivered to your driveway. Or you can pick it up at the dealership and drive your new ride right off the lot. Really. Auto Trader makes it easy to buy your car online because the whole process is designed around your wants and must-haves. Auto Trader. Buy your car online. Really.